We are joined by Winthrop head football coach John Cadogan. They are playing host to Cardinal Spelman on Friday night in Winthrop in the Division VI playoffs. John, good to talk to you again, and thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, congratulations on making it to the playoffs. Number 4 seed, too, in that Division VI tournament and taking on number 13, Cardinal Spelman. John, let's get right to this week's game and the preview. How do you see this matchup with Cardinal Spelman? What have you learned about them?
I think when obviously you get to the playoffs, everybody's a good football team, a solid football team. Cardinal Spelman's a little bit unique in our situation because we've never, as long as I've been here, we've never crossed paths with them. And really haven't had much trade film where we've kind of seen them on film over the years. So definitely a different opponent for us. But, you know, once again, a solid football program. Their quarterback, Jack Duffy, is one of the, you know, we've seen some pretty good quarterbacks, and he probably ranks right up there with the good quarterbacks we've seen so far this year. So it'll be a challenge.
No doubt. We've talked before, and we might have been talking about the point system, the ranking, the power rankings, and so on. So, as the final last 2 weeks and last week played out, how did the power rankings kind of shake down for you? Kind of as expected as you went from week to week. No real big surprises, right?
It's definitely a different. You go into games as a football coach a little bit differently when you have the power rankings. You know, you might be up by 7 points at the end of the football game, and instead of just kneeling it out, you're trying to get, you know, another touchdown to increase your margin. We had an interesting week because we were fourth to start last week. We played Saugus on Thursday night, and obviously there wasn't many games on Thursday night. We beat Saugus by 17, and then the next morning the updated rankings come out, and we dropped to fifth. So Linfield actually leapfrogged us. So, you know, my players are kind of not freaking out, but they're, you know, coach, what's going on? And it's like, listen, guys, you did what you needed to do. You beat Saugus. You beat him by the margin. You have to let everything else play out. So, you know, everything else played out, and we bumped back up to fourth. So it's just one of those things that it's out of your hands as a coach. You just kind of control what you can control, and, you know, the only thing we're worried about is Friday nights, you know, and winning those games, and everything else will fall into place.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the thing about the, the points and the margins of victory, if you will. And, you know, it does seem like, you know, in sportsmanship, you'd like to promote the fact that if you have a few seconds left, you can put your knee down, run the clock out, win by seven, and not have to win by more. That I don't know what you can do about that. I don't know what the opposite view on that would be, but I don't know what's your take on that?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. You know, we were playing Salem a couple of weeks ago, and we were up seven, and there was, you know, right around 2 minutes left, and that's a situation where I'm telling my running back, as soon as you get the first down, just fall down, you know, and we'll kneel it out. But in that situation, we have to go and score, you know. I think the other thing that kind of gets overlooked, too, you know, the sportsmanship is obviously one aspect of it, but it's for my situation, it's player safety. You know, I can't put in my twos and threes because there's such a drop-off with, you know, just the numbers of kids that we have. So, you know, in normal years when we didn't have the playoff system, it would be easy to take a knee and be able to rest my guys. But now, by starters, you know, it's very tough for me to get them out of the game, you know. So it becomes a delicate balance player safety-wise as well.
Yeah, I get that. Well, John, let me just ask you let's just get a quick update on Winthrop football, some of your players. So maybe if someone had not heard about Winthrop football until now, they're just tuning in for the first time here in this season. Tell our listeners about some of your key players and their roles that they'll be playing on Friday night.
I think first and foremost, we start with our fullback, Weldis Acosta. He's a senior for us, senior captain. Last year, he was more of a running back, which is a different position in the wing tee. He's now our fullback, which is essentially our running back. You know, he's in the middle of the offense, and he kind of controls what we do. He's been spectacular for us all year. A tough, hard-nosed kid. Everything you want in a fullback. And he also plays outside linebacker on defense. Another guy I'd like to highlight is Robert Noonan. He's been our quarterback for the last 2 years and also our middle linebacker for the last 2 years. So he's certainly a guy that, you know, he's a quarterback on offense and a quarterback on defense. He gets everybody lined up, and he kind of makes us go. The last guy, and we only have three seniors, but it just happens to be that all three seniors for us are captains and very good players, Danny Guak. Danny was hurt in week two, came back 2 weeks ago, and has been just the spark that we kind of needed. A high motor guy. I always call him a typical winter kid, you know, an undersized lineman that just blocks you the whistle. On defense, he'll chase you to the whistle. So those three guys have really been great leaders for us this year, and they're really one of the reasons why we're in the position that we're in.
That's a great recap. You mentioned undersized Winthrop guy. So, John, who is the tallest Winthrop Viking on your team right now this year?
We have two guys that are pretty tall. Our tight end, Dan Tamai, he's probably 6'3", 6'4". He's taller than me. I know that. and then our right tackle, Ryan Harris, he's probably about 6'2". So those two guys, you know, when I get in the huddle and I look up at them, I feel kind of good. They're our first two guys off the bus. And then everybody after that is kind of short. So, you know, but yeah, those are two of our taller guys.
That's a good point. But, you know, you're right, though. Winthrop has had a tradition. I'm trying to think. I mean, you guys, you look back over the years. I don't mean to drag this out too much on you, John, but you look back over the years. I mean, there have been some fantastic running backs over the years at Winthrop and obviously some solid quarterbacks. But height really wasn't one of those things. I may be missing somebody, but, I'm, you know, but who knows?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we play the hand that we're dealt, and a lot of the times we have undersized, you know, linemen, and we're not the biggest team, but, you know, we always pride ourselves, especially up front, is it doesn't matter how big you are, it's the effort that you can give, play in and play out, and I think that's kind of where we hang our hat up front, is being intelligent, number one, and then playing with great effort, and I think that's what our guys, and that's why I say I think we're a typical Winthrop team this year, you know, in that aspect.
Well, John, to you and the players, you've done a great job this year. Good luck on Friday night, and hopefully we can talk soon again.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I always appreciate the coverage, Bill. You guys do a great job. So, well, thank you for having me on.
Yep, well, thank you. And again, Winthrop playing host to Cardinal Spellman, Friday night, 6:30 in Winthrop. And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.